much more than we ever even realized.
Mm.
And
trees are kind of important.
They are very important.
Nature, instead of complaining and taking it out on us, nature has combated us taking them down by doing more.
Yeah.
'Cause that's how awesome nature is. Mm-hmm. That's how awesome trees are. Let's do right by them.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, you guys. What a wonderful show. A great time to hang out with you guys. We're looking forward to starting a new year together next week. Thank you both for a great day. Great show.
Thank
Good
you, guys.
You. Thank you.
We'll have more coming up here. Morning Magazine right around the corner. I'm Mornings at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The stock symbol for Southwest Airlines is the word love, spelled L-U-V. But few of its passengers are feeling the love right now after 71% of its flights were canceled yesterday, more than 60% so far today. These would-be flyers are at San Francisco International.
I've been here since yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon trying to get out.
Stayed on the phone for about 3.5 hours to talk to a representative from Southwest, and I need to go back to work.
Southwest blames this weekend's storms for the cancellations and says the first rebooked passengers won't fly until Saturday. Aviation expert Jay Ratliff.
We've had a nightmare before and after Christmas with all of these flight cancellations. It's got so bad right now with this meltdown by Southwest Airlines that the Department of Transportation is actually starting an investigation to find out what happened.
We're moving as fast as we can. That's pretty much the message from Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown as the city digs out from the huge storm.
This was a very deadly storm. We are making a lot of progress with our plowing, making a lot of progress working with National Grid on power restoration in the city of Buffalo.
Brown appeared on WBEN radio. There's still a travel ban in effect. The revised storm-related death toll is now up to 34 in western New York. This week's cold snap has been trouble for water systems in many areas. Jackson, Mississippi is under a boil water order for the third day because of burst pipes. Water main breaks in Memphis have made running water scarce there. Fred Jones has donated hundreds of cases of bottled water to help.
This is home. You want to be able to help out where you can. We all are in this together. I mean, the whole Memphis area is affected by this water situation.
Health experts are worried that more people will get sick because of holiday celebrations and travel.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner says COVID is still very much a threat.
It's still a nasty virus causing the death of somewhere around 300 Americans every single day.
But because around 95% of Americans have COVID antibodies,
we're not going to have a surge the way we did last year and the year before.
He's still urging everybody,
if you haven't received the updated COVID booster, please get it as soon as possible.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The convicted lead planner of a foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer could get life in prison when he's sentenced today. Adam Fox was the ringleader of a group of right-wing extremists angry about COVID restrictions and gun issues. On Wall Street, the Dow has lost 81 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America. Always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game. They are bowl eligible. eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 22. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 19. Highs around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Low 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 10 above.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this December 27th, 2022. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Family Center. Looking forward to catching up with them. Right now, our good friend, Katie Wright, Events Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, is with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How was your Christmas?
You know, it was, we stayed here in Wisconsin, so it was very chill.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Literally, yeah. Chill.
It was very chill. Literally.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah, you enjoyed the Wisconsin Christmas. This is your first Wisconsin Christmas.
My first Wisconsin Christmas.
Nice.
I know.
You had a doozy of a first Christmas.
I know, but we had a white Christmas, and I never really get those, so this was nice.
Right on. Very cool. Very, very cool. We're happy to hear that for you and yours. Katie, there is, of course, so much to talk about with our chamber. We've got a new year right around the corner. Where would you like to start things?
Well, we do have an off the clock in January.
Yeah.
That is January 9th for 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a networking event. We will have food that's being provided by Two Hearts Catering, and it is at the Elks Lodge. So there will be raffle prizes and more. Free to attend, and it's open to the public.
First up, big shout out and thank you to the Elks Lodge. We love our friends over there.
Yes.
Great hosts, great place to go. Whether they're having events or not, it's always a nice place to be at. An event like this one, we know that how much the audience is, we've heard over the years how much they love Off the Clock in that event. In this one in particular, it's going to be a lot of fun, not just being there, but having another event to kind of look forward to in January.
Right.
So things to do that. I think that when we get done with this part of these last couple of weeks of December, that first couple of weeks of January can feel kind of like a letdown almost little bit. It's nice to have things to look forward to.
Exactly.
And we've heard good things about the Off the Clock events. These have been very celebrated, very, very attended.
Very.
And is there anything that people don't know or you think people should know about Off the Clock, Katie? At this point, you've been doing this a little while here and everything. Have you gotten experience any of these?
Yeah, so I've been to a few, and I feel like this is a place where a lot of our investors come, and I feel like this is a great way to meet people that are investing into the chamber and just meet people and businesses around our community because you never know who you'll be talking to.
It's such a great way to network.
Exactly.
To be able to talk with people and everything and find out so much more about your community. I don't think that we realize until that happens and we hear something, oh, I didn't know this was even in town, or oh, I didn't know you guys did this, or, or that kind of thing. Other things coming up in January, I see that you have Coffee with the Chamber coming up as well.
We do. Excuse me, that's on January 25th from 7:30 in the morning to 8:30 in the morning. That's a virtual event, again, free to attend, but you would have to register online at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Looks like we're having Jennifer Revels.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to be talking about four simple tools to retain your key employees. Ooh. So I think that'll be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Big topic right now. With a lot of companies, if it isn't companies looking for employees, it's companies looking to hang on to their employees.
Exactly.
or companies just trying to do both, really.
Yeah.
And that how difficult that can be. One of the things that I think that is important with something like this is, let's say you're an expert in this field. I would still encourage you to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to certain topics, especially something like this one, there are no, like, bad conversations to listen to.
Right.
You can't get enough data to be able to combat something like this and to figure out, hey, how do I keep my employees? How do I make this work? Especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah.
Which I believe, from what I understand, Jennifer really, I don't want to say she focuses on or that's her specialty. I don't want to speak for her. But I know that is something that she's very knowledgeable about. There's such a difference of this conglomerate and how they treat their employees and how a mom and pop place or how a smaller business does.
Right. And I think this is a great, great one to start the new year off with.
Yeah.
For the year.
It is. And it's also important, too, I think, because there's a lot of conversations about these topics.
Yes.
But I don't think there's a lot of knowledge with the topic. I think people just kind of like talking and honestly shouting headlines.
Right.
Where you hear from somebody like Jennifer, somebody who's in the know of this stuff and isn't coming into it with any angle. Like Jennifer's not in anybody's pocket or anything like that. She's just giving you data. She's just giving you trying to help you hang on to your employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that something that is open to the public? Is that something you need to register for?
Yeah, so register online, again, at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It is a free event. It will be virtual, and again, that's at 7:30 in the morning to 8:30.
January 25th,
yeah.
So be sure to mark your calendars for that. And is that going to wrap up January for you?
It's going to wrap up January.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot going on in February, too. Want to make sure to mention February or no? No.
You can mention February.
I just wanted to make sure to mention that February has a lot coming up. And not just February, but I mean the year ahead.
Yes.
So having been able to be in the position for a while now and kind of understanding a little bit of the routine, a little bit of the kind of things that, this comes up this month, this comes up at that time, does that help you plan out the other events, like other ideas? Okay, I know that this month is booked.
Yeah.
I know that, so maybe I can fit it in here. Do you find yourself doing a lot of that stuff at this time of year, Katie, when you're planning ahead for the next year?
Yes and no. I know during the summer we're slammed.
Yeah.
And with the annual meeting coming up in March, that's kind of been my focus since after all the holiday events have kind of stopped. But I have been thinking about other things kind of during the off time.
Yeah.
What we can do and plan around and go from there. Yeah.
It's an interesting position that you have, because it's one where there are certain things like, okay, well, I don't know how you can mess it up. Like,
right.
I mean, there's certain things they've been doing that for so long that, this is tried and true. We know this is going to work. Maybe adding your own, voice to it a little bit here or there or whatever, but otherwise, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. It's already working.
Exactly.
But then, you're a creative person. You're coming into a new position in a new area, and you're going to have a fresh set of eyes.
Yes.
And so you're going to be able to see things that maybe locals wouldn't, or people that we've been too close to it for too long.
Exactly.
So there's that part of it, too, that are you feeling more confident talking about that stuff and sharing those ideas? Because that's another thing.
Yeah, after, I think, with the annual meeting, I haven't planned that before. So, of course, it's overwhelming. But I think with events that I've already done, there's definitely things that I would love to redo or add on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a lot.
There's so many great signature events. We touched on a couple of them already this morning. But when it comes to those, I imagine you want to improve. And I don't want to say improve, because it sounds like there's something that was missing, and there isn't. It's more just evolving these and helping them and get even stronger.
Yeah, that's a good word. Very much.
Especially now that you've had some experience with some of these events, and you've been able to see like the Cranberry Blossom Festival. You've gotten to see that. You've gotten to kind of experience some of these things. And now when it comes around the next year, you're kind of like, okay, well, I know this and this. And I really thought that this could have gone differently last year, or I really would like to see this added to this year.
Yep. especially with parades and stuff. I think we, you know, it's going to stay the same. It'll be great next year. Just a couple little tiny little things that we'll fix, you know. Yeah.
The as an events director, certainly your focus is events.
Oh yeah, you know, very much.
It's pretty kind of in the title there, kind of.
Yes.
But there's other things that you're looking keep you busy as well, I'm sure. When it comes to other businesses and having new businesses joining the chamber, that seems like one of those ones too that. I don't know, putting yourself out there always seems a little bit difficult, especially, you know, you're a new person in town and stuff. That can be tough to do. I know it was for me. How has that been going?
It's been going pretty good. You know, I'm still trying to meet new people and get myself out there. And, you know, with these off-the-clock events, I feel like it's a good way for me to meet more people for sure, too, and let them know how great I am and come to the chamber.
You are. Yes. Yeah, she is. She's great.
I'm great. Guys.
She is. And I will, I'll be a reference for you if you need it. Not that you need it, but if you did.
come meet me.
Yes. Guys. Come by to stop, too. You know, we always encourage people to stop over at the chamber and say hi. That's never a bad idea. When it comes to being a chamber member, we've talked quite a bit about the reasons to do that. I certainly think that if you're a new to town business, there's not many better places that can help you advertise your business like the chamber can and spread your name around and get it in nooks and crannies that may not always get into. But I love when I talk to people that have been a part of things at the chamber for a while, or people that have been in town for a while and they just joined the chamber, because that's interesting to me too. Where you take a look at a business that may not need the advertise, and they may not need it, but they want to show that they support their community,
absolutely,
that they are backing their community, that they invest in their community, and I think that's just as strong a reason to join the chamber as anything else.
Oh, absolutely, and we do have some of those big investors. They still continue to support us and help us, even the little mom and pop shops. They've been great.
It's cool to see. It's such a giving community.
Yes.
The leadership, community leadership program, as well, as one that I like to always mention when it comes to the chamber and what they do, and kind of doing a little bit of a year in review here thing, Katie, right now in this conversation. And this past leadership group, just as strong as the others before. And it's something that I know every year I have somebody come in from Morning Magazine or something like that, and they ask me about the leadership program. And they have nothing to do with the chamber or anything like that. Just, hey, what have you heard about this and everything? And I cannot talk endlessly enough about it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things. And that is something I'm hoping to be into this coming year.
So
I'm really looking forward to leadership. And we'll see.
One of the things that I think, first up, keep in mind, if you are interested in this, encourage you to reach out to the chamber.
Yes, absolutely.
Become a part of the leadership program. But the things that they go over, the skills, the knowledge learned, the reasons that the things that you get out of participating in something like this, very similar to what we were talking about with the Off the Clock event and some of these other events, where it's so much about the things that just happen organically.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the relationships you make, the new friends, the new connections you have, those are certainly noteworthy.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so much that just can only happen organically. You have to be there. You have to be engaged and involved to be able to find out.
Yeah.
It is it's such a gift of a chance to be able to make the connections or get the knowledge of your city so much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really find out, you can Google anything nowadays, I understand that, but the way to really understand the heart of your city is to be a part of it.
Oh yeah, you gotta be there.
Something like this, it gives you a chance to not only do that, but to meet so many different people from so many different groups.
You know, when speaking of leadership, we did, they helped set up the lights down in Nakusa, and I went down there to just kind of help out, and everyone acted like they knew each other. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone just got along, and it was great to see everybody mingle and get along and do stuff like that as a community.
I wanted to also let everybody know that when it comes to the chamber's website and what the chamber does, it's also a great source to go for employment. Yeah. There are job resources, job postings, employment, demographics, education is on there as well. There are a lot of great resources for you at the Chamber's website, or just contacting the Chamber. Yep. And finding out more.
Exactly.
And that goes as far as too as how your feelings about events or event ideas maybe, or things that you would like to add to the to any of these things. Mm-hmm. We've got a strong community.
Very.
And we want to keep it that way.
Yes.
And part of how you do that is certainly having fun things and events and having great leadership in the community.
Yes.
But also feedback from the community. When we do whenever we have people on and there's a survey that's out, or there's encouragement from the community to share ideas or anything, I stress it so strongly. In part because I know that we have such a good community that gives so well.
Right.
But they're as giving as they are with their time or their dollars and cents, we also tend to be Midwesterners. And we don't want to, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, or, I don't want to pry, or I don't want to offend anybody, or any of these kind of
right.
things. And that's not the case with something, with any of this stuff, really. It's more about, hey, what are your ideas? Share them with us.
Oh, yeah. And especially after some events I've done already, I've heard feedback on how it could change for the people that are actually there doing it. So it's great to hear from people.
Yeah. It also, I don't want to say that you, because I'm not saying this like you guys need any help or anything like that. But
yeah.
It does help with, everything from volunteers to making sure that, okay, with Off the Clock, with Coffee with the Chamber, with any of these events, that we're really hitting the note. That we're really doing, okay, this is actually, the community's liking this. The community's enjoying this.
Yeah.
The Chamber has no interest in just doing events just to do them.
We're just here to do it.
That'd be fun. It doesn't seem like a bad idea, but not a lot of pressure involved in that or anything.
No, not at all.
But it also probably doesn't have a big attendance. Probably not a lot of people showing up for something like that. When it comes to guests. Also wanted to let our audience know that you guys are always looking for guests when it comes to any of these events. Coffee with the Chamber is a great chance to hear from people. It's also a great chance for you to reach people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to planning out those events for the rest of the year, how is that looking? And I'm not asking for any names or anything, but that coming together very well?
I think so. And I know Stacy, I think she's kind of helping plan those too. Mm. And it sounds like we're getting a lot of people involved with that. So
yeah,
I think we're doing pretty good.
Let's one more time before we let you go, because this is the last time you're going to join us for the year and everything. I know, isn't that weird? It's so weird. Let's go ahead and go over these one more time.
Okay.
These events to look forward to in January. You have the Off the Clock coming up on January 9th.
Yes, from 4 to 6. Again, that's at the Elks Lodge. It is free to attend, open to the public. We will have hors d'oeuvres provided by Two Hearts Catering. Lots of networking and raffle prizes. And then we have January 25th, Coffee at the Chamber from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. That is a free event as well. You will need to register on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And our feature speaker is Jennifer Revels on how to retain your key employees.
I want to come back to that for a second.
Yeah.
I just remembered something that was brought up a while ago about Off the Clock.
Yeah.
The event is 4 to 6. If I am working until 5 and I come by at 5, that's okay.
Correct? Oh, that's totally fine.
I told the listener that, but she didn't believe me. She's like, I don't know. You didn't ask the Chamber. So I wanted to ask on the air.
Yes.
So there you know.
Listener, you are welcome to come at 5 o'clock. We will welcome you.
I do love the idea of no.
No, you cannot come. I will be there. I'm security.
Get
out of here.
Please, especially come to an event like that. Part of that is showing up when you can.
Yes,
absolutely. It's supposed to be a little loose. It's supposed to have some fun. There will be hors d'oeuvres. You got Two Hearts Catering, too. I should have mentioned that 4 or 5 times already. Two Hearts Catering is amazing.
I know. I'm very excited.
Really good people over there and a great way to support local. A really tasty way to support local.
Yeah.
That is really cool. And you mentioned, again, Coffee with the Chamber. I just wanted to, again, stress that how good that Jennifer is at what she does. She's very informed at stuff. I've looked at her work before online. I haven't heard her speak before, but I've read some of the things she's had for previous interviews and stuff.
Yes.
She's very good at what she does, and it's a great opportunity. I can't think of whether you are a business manager, whether you own a business, whether you are an employee. You may be in a leadership position before you know it, especially with the way employment has been recently right. and everything. I can't think of many people that could not take something great from that conversation that Jennifer's going to be having. And I imagine that something like that costs tons of money. It can't be a free event, Katie. It can't. There's no way.
I know.
But it is.
It's a free event. It's free, guys.
All you got to do is register.
Yes.
How can people register for that one, Katie?
Yep. So online, if you go, again, to our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, if you go to our events page and go into January, you'll find that event on January 25th. Just click it, and then it'll take you to the register link.
Hmm. Yeah. Before we let you go, Katie, I did want to ask, as I said, we're kind of doing a bit of a year in review here thing, sort of. Anything in the past year that has really stood out to you about Chamber events, about things that you really enjoyed at the Chamber? I wouldn't want to ask you what your favorite event was or anything like that, or just to pick one. That's pretty tough to do, I imagine.
It is tough to choose one.
But was there something that pops to mind right away when I mention this, or anything that really stood out for you?
Man, it's honestly the thing that comes to my mind is how the community again comes together. And even doing my first event, which was Summer Hummer, I took that on kind of at the tail end of when Hannah was leaving. And just the amount of people that came together and were having fun, honestly, I think that makes my dream. I just love it at the Chamber. And it makes me so happy that people just come together like that. So.
It never gets old.
It never gets old.
I haven't gotten to go do lunch by the river in years. But you were there last year, weren't you? This last one I was.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't live over the back fence anymore in that time
so
slot,
hard.
So I was able to get over there. And I forgot how much I enjoyed that. The food is great. All the great vendors, all of those are really great to see. It is such a nice, like, just in the middle of the week kind of thing where, oh, hey, here's all the community. Here's a ton of people. And the laughter, the enjoyment, the energy that is down there when you get down to the park. It's palpable. And it's one of those things that I don't know how you would really describe it unless you've experienced it and really get a chance to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that, especially because that means we'll have warmer weather.
I know. I'm so stinking ready.
I hear you there. Katie, thank you so much, not only for this show, but all year. It's been a really fun chance getting to know you, working together. Looking forward to another year of this coming up next year.
Yes, I'm excited.
If people have follow-up questions, if people want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
You know, you'd think that I would memorize my phone number, but I haven't. But you could always go to our Chamber website. I'm on there. My phone number's on there. My email's on there. Yep. But again, if you know where the Chamber is, come and say hi to me. Come meet me. I would love to talk to you.
I'm cheating. I have it in front of me.
Well, tell them my phone number.
You can reach Katie Wright, Events Director, at 715-422-4859. That's 422-4859. Or email her communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, is another great resource here to go to, and encourage you to follow them on social media as well. Katie, have a great New Year's to you and yours.
Hey, you too.
We'll talk again soon. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 22. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 19. Highs around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Low 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 10 above.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this December 27th, 2022, 10:33 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. here. We're looking forward to talking with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, hoping that they will be joining us at any moment now. Looking forward to that. Also kind of understand, though, that this week, right before the new year, can be a little hectic. Can also, schedules can get a little clumped or, you know, forget about things and stuff, too. So we're looking forward to talking to the Family Center, but completely understand if they are unable to join us. They have a lot on their plate doing some of the most vital work in our community. Do want to let everybody know that the Family Center has got your back if you need them. The Family Center crisis line is 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. You can also visit their website, familyctr.org. Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great follow and a great way to also contribute to your community. If you are not in need of their services, that's great, but you can still reach out to the Family Center to help out. If you have dollars and cents that you can give to the Family Center, it is greatly appreciated. It is an investment. It's not a donation. It's not charity necessarily. It is an investment. You are helping them do the great work that they are doing over there. But if it's because we know not everybody's got dollars and cents to give, if it's time that you can share, there's always like little projects over there that they could use a hand with. Certainly this time of year, shoveling, you know, that kind of stuff. When you do those things, it may not seem like the biggest of deals, but man, it frees them up to be able to do some of the important work that they are trying to do over there. I encourage you to reach out to our family center if you can. And again, you can reach them at familyctr.org, familyctr.org. While we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and just take care of some news and notes. We don't always get an opportunity to do this anymore during the week without Over the Back Fence on a week on a weekly basis. So just touch on a couple of things noteworthy. Like we have this from Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area is open today for the second session. It's going to be from 1 to 4. And then from Tuesday, December 27th through Sunday, January 1st, Powers Bluff will be open during normal hours, 10 to 4. I also have a trail update. NEPCO Ski Trail is packed and tracks are set. They are in fair condition with a 3-inch base. Powers Bluff Multi-Use Trail is packed and is in fair condition with a 4-inch base. Powers Bluff Single Track Trail has been packed, except for the hill climb segment, which will not be packed in the winter months. Richfield 360 Multi-Use Trail remains closed until further notice due to branches and trees down from last snowstorm. Snowmobile clubs are busy getting their trails ready for the opening. Please check their website, that is co.wood.wi.us, for more. And you can find out more not only about some of these things, but plenty of more other information there as well. I also encourage you to follow them on Instagram and Facebook. It's a great way to keep up on all the things that Travel Wisconsin has for you. You can reach them at 715-421-8422. That's 421-8422. And again, that website, co.wood.wi.us, co.wood.wi.us. And I do believe that our friends from the Family Center are calling in right now. Let's go ahead. Good morning. You guys there? Let's try it again. Good morning. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Hi, this is Jessica and Karen from the Family Center. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're running late.
That's all right. That's understandable. It's actually kind of surprising this doesn't happen more often with as much as you guys have on your plate. It's very understandable. Kind of actually, I don't look at this as such a bad thing because we're giving the audience a prime example here of how busy you guys are.
Exactly, especially this time of year. We had our Christmas program, and we wanted to also give a big shout-out to all of our donors and contributors for our holiday program. We helped a lot of families have a very nice Christmas.
It's really wonderful to hear. Warms the heart, especially on a day like this, where it's so cold. Where did you want to put the focus today, ladies?
On housing, I think. Right now, you know, it's that time of year where people who are struggling to find housing or have been displaced due to domestic violence or sexual assault, I mean, it's cold out, so options are limited. You know, people aren't camping this type of year and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So finding safe and warm shelter can be a struggle. So I do have Karen with me. She's the Domestic Violence Housing First Program Coordinator. And so just discussing her program and the resources that are available to help anyone who is either fleeing or has been displaced due to domestic violence or sexual assault would be where we're going to probably put our focus today.
Great place to put it. And I appreciate you joining us, Jessica. And appreciate you joining us, Karen. Thanks a lot for the time.
Yes, thank you.
Karen, where do you want to approach this first? This is a deep topic. What do you want to touch on first? The need for housing, maybe?
The need for housing at this time of year is really hard because a lot of landlords don't like to rent for this time of year because a lot of people don't like to move at this time of year. However, our need is ever present. We always have clients who are looking for a place that's safe. We need housing that's available for permanent, you know, so that they have a stable foundation, and that housing, that safety is key to healing and all other, you know, fundamental life situations. So
when it comes to your clients, would you say, I mean, this, I got to think that this affects almost 100% of them, housing.
Oh, definitely. Every one of them is displaced in some way. Usually they're leaving a home that they may have a lease with the abuser and so forth like that. If they're married, you know, there's that whole dynamic. And so they're, generally speaking, they've already had a lease somewhere, and, you know, so they've got to consider, make all of these different considerations. And, you know, housing is the very first thing, and, you know, how to get there, how to pay for it, and those sorts of things. And that's where this program definitely helps out.
I have a study here from 2018 from Lyon and Mendel that said in a study of residents in domestic violence shelters across the country, 84% reported that they needed help finding affordable housing. 84%. That is a difficulty that when you're already got enough difficulties to be dealing with.
Definitely. And even if the families are able to stay in their home and the abuser is forced to leave the home, then we can be creative in how we help them stay in their home as well.
When it comes to this, something like this, how are we kind of getting on the offense on this situation? How are we attacking this situation or trying to make it better?
So we try to meet with the landlords. We collaborate with the Landlord Association, and we get really good relationships with different landlords. We do have some that are like, hey, I have a place open up. Do you have somebody who needs a place? So just creating those relationships and, you know, letting them know that, we have a client need, and a lot of times the past rental history and so forth for these clients is not representative of what these clients are, and they're trying to get a new start. And so, like, just creating those conversations with different landlords and getting the word out there that, hey, we still need more landlords who are willing to work with our clients.
And nobody wants to be judged on their worst day or in their darkest moments. And it's one of those things that most people, I think, would take into consideration. And then they're in the situation. And that makes it a very different thing, whether you are the person going through it or the person hearing somebody talk about their situation.
Correct.
It feels also like one of the jobs for something like what you do, Karen, is to be able to kind of be that middle person, to be able to help them find the place. Is that correct?
Yep. And, you know, so we start out by giving them a list, and then, you know, of different landlords that take the Section 8, because that's, you know, a lot of times one of the needs too is that they're losing half of their income, or sometimes even all of their income if they are like a stay-at-home mom or, you know, a stay-at-home parent or something. So we refer to outside sources as well. And I think I've redirected myself here a little bit. The original question.
It's all right. It's such a wide, there's so many different things to talk about with this subject. Just domestic violence alone, that topic, it's going to lead us into a different avenue here and there from time to time.
Correct. Yeah.
When you're talking to people, Karen, about this subject, is there something that stands out that, like, oh, every person you talk to, it seems like they had no idea that it was this bad or it was this or that? Is there anything that really stands out with that?
I'm not sure exactly. Like, I'm pretty new in this position.
Okay.
So as far as, like, landlords and, you know, relationships that way, as far as domestic violence, I've been at the Family Center for a year. I have that history in my background as well. So sometimes clients aren't necessarily aware that what they're encountering is abuse. They're like, oh, well, he didn't mean it, or, you know, or different aspects and getting them to realize that, you know, or sometimes, a lot of times it's a comparison issue. Oh, well, they didn't beat me, or they didn't, you know, they didn't do this or they didn't do that, or, you know, I didn't end up in the hospital, or, you know, whatever that is. And recognizing that sometimes that verbal or mental abuse is definitely abuse, and that's a very hard thing. And just acknowledging that that situation was not good. It was not okay. No one should be treated that way. And it doesn't matter your situation.
It's interesting, you know, with the Me Too movement and with, you know, the way our nation has kind of been waking up a bit to certain things. I think a lot of us see, you know, some improvement and some hope. I also hope that people are not taking their foot off the gas on this subject either, though, because it's not as if, okay, well, all of our work's done. You know, Me Too movement solved everything. Like, there is still a lot of work to be done. There are still a lot of people in hurting out there and in need. And it's interesting to me to see how people could be supportive of the issue until it hits home. Until they, like, somebody they know is accused of something, or that somebody they know has been abused or something, then seeing how they not everybody, but seeing how some people will shift all of a sudden, and yeah, it becomes too real for them, or maybe too personal, and then that's when a lot of what you were saying before, I feel like, comes in. Well, they were misunderstood, or this, or whatever excuses that they tried to make.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and sometimes families can play into that too, and that's a really hard situation. You know, there's also victim blaming, like, what did you do, or you were, you know, maybe you were drunk, or maybe, you know, a lot of times we hear, I can't believe that person did it, they're so nice, and blah, 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 but, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that the people that are the worst behind doors, behind that home door where they feel like they are safe to do whatever the heck they feel like, outside of that door, they are the sweetest person. They mm-hmm. have the greatest personality. Everybody loves them, and that's part of just how that generally plays out. So a lot of times victims aren't believed because that person is so well-loved in the community.
Some of the greatest con artists are not trying to sell you a bridge in San Francisco. They're trying to buy your heart. They're trying to win you over. And those, they are not just good at doing that to you, but doing that to your friends, family, to the community. It's an important note to make. I think it's a good point to make there. We are talking with Jessica and Karen from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back and catch up more with them in just a few right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 22. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, 19. Cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 36. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 27th, 2022. It is 10:49 on the clock. Got your host, James, here, and I am joined by Jessica, who is the Program Services Manager, and Karen, Domestic Violence Housing First Coordinator with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. And both of you, thank you much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we got going a little late here in the show, and I just wanted to jump right into things. I feel so rude, though. Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Yes, we did. We had
a great Christmas.
Good, good. How was the Christmas at the Family Center? Without prying too much, how did things go there? Everything go well?
Things went really well. Annually, we have our holiday program, and we had just an abundance of donors step up within the community to provide gifts for families that have experienced domestic violence and or sexual assault. And we just really want to give all of those contributors and donors a huge shout out. Seeing the joy and the tear-filled eyes when the parents come to pick up their gifts and realize that their Christmas is maybe going to be a little better than they thought. That really, really hits home and it makes what we do, just that much better. So
it's not just why you guys do what you do. It's a big part of what you do, but it's really the point of this season is moments like that, is things like that.
Exactly. Yep.
It's really good to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. We've been talking about housing and the importance of that when it comes to this subject. And it's interesting that this is actually one that I don't think we get to put a lot of focus on this often when it comes to domestic violence, while it is still such a big part of the subject matter.
Correct. The environment in which someone lives in can really have an impact on, you know, how they feel about themselves. So for victims of domestic violence who are either fleeing or have been displaced, you know, due to that type of trauma, allowing them the opportunity to be in an environment that they can feel good about, ultimately can affect their self-worth, their self-esteem, and ultimately affect, you know, decisions that they make going forward. And then not only for themselves, but it has that ripple effect, and it, you know, tends to affect their children as well going forward, and how those children feel about themselves and the decisions they make going forward, and so on and so forth. So really having a strong foundation as far as, you know, the environment in which they are relocated in can just have a huge impact. So part of not only what we do as far as, you know, finding housing is making sure that we're finding suitable housing and working with landlords who, you know, not only, provide a roof over somebody's head, but they really follow through on maintaining that property as well, that they're there when, you know, things aren't going right, the dishwasher's broke, the snow needs to be removed, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that may be. So working with landlords that really have that good business sense and the ability to maintain those properties is extremely important as well. So,
yeah. Are there not to necessarily give me the specifics of these things, but just in general, are there tax breaks for landlords? Are there opportunities for them to do these kind of things and you know, have it really help out their bottom line, that kind of thing?
I'm not really sure on that end of it.
Okay.
I'm a people person, not a numbers person.
Gotcha. So. No worries. I didn't want to put you on the spot with it, but I was almost even asking a bit rhetorically in some ways, just because I got to think that there's certain things in place.
Yeah, and aside from just knowing that they're having an impact on their community, a positive impact on their community, because I think we're all innately built with this thing inside of us where we want to make a difference, and just knowing that they are potentially doing that and that it does have that ripple effect. Aside from that, as far as the business end, I mean, if landlords were donating, you know, rent, and there might be some of those things in place, but yeah, I really don't know.
I've been in the entertainment field pretty much my whole life, and I can tell you that you can't buy good PR. You no matter what paycheck you put out there to an advertiser, they're not going to be able to buy you good PR. You have to create it. You have to make it. So I think that you're extremely correct in that the incentive is right there for you. It's not only good for you to do for your community, to do for your fellow man and all those things that I would like to think you don't need me to tell you. You guys already know that out there. But the PR end of this, if that's what it takes, the PR end of this whole thing, it's unparalleled. You can't put a price on how good it looks to help your community, to help people in one of their most darkest times.
Right. And it is a small town, and word of mouth, you know, that, that gets around. So when you are, you know, doing good things, it's definitely not going to hurt your rental business. That's for sure.
When I started saying this years ago, and I hear more and more people saying it back. I don't know how it sounds, but I don't spend my money at places that don't put back into this community. Just, it's not something I refuse to do or some boycotting or some stand I'm taking. It's just what I choose to do. And I know more and more people are doing that. So again, coming back to the PR end of things, I see said business is helping, you know, the family center. That's a business I want to rent from. That's a business I want to work with.
Yeah. Yep. I do the same thing. I'd rather have somebody I know or somebody I know does give back to the community in those types of ways. I'd rather have them have my money.
Agreed. In one last stat I did want to bring up, adding to the conversation, in just one day back in 2016, over 41,000 adults and children fleeing domestic violence found refuge in emergency shelters or transitional housing programs. This according to the domestic violence counts from the 11th annual census report. That's in 16. The population and a lot of things have changed since then, and not a lot of them positive when it comes to this subject matter. Whether that number has stayed the same, whether it has gone down a little bit, I think that we can all, as adults, assume that it has gone up a bit, if not a lot, a bit, especially in the last couple of years with the pandemic and everything. That's an important number. That's important, and I want this to hit home to people because I want them to understand how important this is. But there's another part of that, too. And we do this with domestic violence all the time. People that aren't affected by domestic violence, I should say, they tend to look at just the adults. And a lot of the pushback that you guys have heard more than I have, no better than I do, comes up in those conversations. But what's the pushback to the kids? There is none. There's nothing you can say that those kids deserve to be in those situations. And I do think that we need to put not you guys, not me, us as a society, we need to put a lot more emphasis on the kids and focusing on that so much more of why it's so important that we're, you know, bringing the numbers down on domestic violence every day, that every year when we have these annual reports, these numbers are going down, not up. In part, not just because they're kids and they deserve it and they're our future and all those wonderful things, but you guys know better than I do. How are domestic violence abusers are not necessarily born. They tend to be created. They tend to be created by families that already have that.
There may be some of that. I mean, that's probably a good portion of it. And so, you know, hurt people is sometimes how people say things. That's not necessarily true. You know, you can take two people from the same household and, you know, whether it's drug abuse or just physical abuse, that sort of things, AODA issues or domestic violence, you can take two people from the same home and one will grow up and not have anything to do with those things and the other has absolutely everything to do with those things and both of them will say that's because of how I grew up.
Yeah. I apologize,
you know,
if I worded
that
wrong.
Either way. But yeah, definitely if you can heal a trauma or end a cycle, and that's what these folks that are coming into shelter and seeking refuge or you know, maybe not coming into shelter, but finding, you know, coming through like my program, the Domestic Violence Housing First program, you know, they're in a domestic violence situation, but they can't necessarily leave, you know, that home. So we're trying, you know, we give them safety controls that they can take care of within that home as we're looking for a place for them to go. You know, maybe we don't have room in shelter, but a hotel isn't going to work, you know. Mm-hmm. So we give them safety measures to keep in place, and then we look for them for a place. And so they, what these people are doing then is they're breaking that cycle.
Right.
And that's a really hard, hard place to come to. And that's, you know, if you ever ask the question, why didn't they leave sooner? There are so many reasons why. And one of those is, I don't have a place to go. I don't have money, because all of that is controlled by the other person. And then on top of all of that, the risk of being of homicide by domestic violence is, it doubles when they leave. There's a greater chance of death.
If people have
followed, leave the situation.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, or help with the family center, or just seek help possibly, how can they reach you guys?
You can reach us at 715-421-1511, and that line is available 24 hours a day.